John.
That's great. Thank you, Femi.
You're welcome.
And Femi Yoke gave to us there that dramatic moment in the U.S. Senate when the ill with cancer on chemotherapy, Senator Ted Kennedy, entered the chamber to vote on the Medicare bill, which passed yesterday by an overwhelming margin, a veto-proof majority. The drama there in Congress, because it's, of course, the last week, kind of a deadline after a holiday weekend, as the fate of many, many bills is being decided. Not only the Medicare bill, but also the foreign surveillance bill, which we alluded to earlier. And there's a debate on the floor of the U.S. Senate on the price of oil. All that on Capitol Hill this week. And joining us to sort it all out and put it in perspective and to snarkily comment on the lawmakers is our friend Todd Zwillick, reporter for Capital News Connection. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Let's begin with that dramatic scene of Ted Kennedy. I mean, you could hear the noise and the sound and just the hero's welcome that he got. He was brought in for a very specific reason, though, correct?
Yeah, he was. He was brought in to vote on the Medicare bill. It was an interesting moment because the Senate, 99.5% of the time, is a place of high decorum. So for someone to walk on the floor and get not only a round of applause on the floor, but the galleries stood up, were applauding, it was really quite remarkable. Democrats all gathered around him, sort of rallied around him. Quite a few Republicans came over to shake hands and give him hugs, too. Yeah, you're right. Kennedy was on the floor to vote on this Medicare bill. They were blocking cuts that are in the law. But they're budgeting gimmicks in Washington, John, that go back to 1997, kind of a shell game of how you balance budgets. And one of the ways they did it was cutting doctors' payments under Medicare every year. This year it was 11%. So every year Congress has to come back and do what's affectionately known as the doc fix. The doc fix means we scare you into thinking you're going to get cut by 11% or 15%, and then at the last minute we save you. You get a small update. Sometimes you get only 0.5%. This year I think they got 1.4%. That was the last minute Medicare drama, 2 weeks overdue. The current payments expired on July 1st, but they're going to do a retroactive fix.
Todd, it wasn't much of a drama on the foreign surveillance bill. Boy, those Democrats who were complaining months ago about the Constitution being in flames over domestic surveillance policy of the Bush administration, they seem to have just come out of the woodwork to ratify the Bush policy in this new bill, including the retroactive immunity for telecom companies.
Well, it seems like they made a decision on this, John. You know, most Democrats believe that their only real vulnerability in the upcoming election is national security. And it seems like a decision was made to take this one off the table. People have probably been reading a lot, hearing a lot about frustration on the left, on Barack Obama's left, about him moving to the center too much. Well, all candidates in general elections move to the center. This was part of that. And if Obama's going to move to the center on an issue, take national security off the table so that he can't be criticized for being extra weak on national security, well, the Senate Democrats, by and large, have to go along because they have to support him. You can't have 100 cats, you know, or 40, 51 cats in this case, all going in different directions. So they decided to take this issue off the table and go into August convention and go into the November election, hopefully with national security at least having supported a program that most Americans think is key.
And Todd Zwillick, Barack Obama was talking about the whole FISA telecom thing as a bit of a detail, downplaying his, as you say, move to the center. Todd, thanks so much for sorting that all out for us.
Oh, of course.
Todd Zwillick is a reporter for Capital News Connection. He joined us from Washington, D.C. Adora?
John, I want you to imagine that you're a bee.